Want to get better engagement on social media and more sales into your program? You definitely do not want to miss today's episode. I'm sitting down with Sophia and we are talking exactly how to do that. So stay tuned.
What change becomes possible when 100,000 people are impacted by your work? This question came to me one day and I have been working to find the answer ever since. Hi, I'm Jess and I help online course creators amplify their influence and create a movement with their message. And on this podcast, I am sharing the simple strategies and systems to help you impact more people with your programs so you can create quantum growth in your industry. You are listening to the Quantum Course Creator Podcast.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Quantum Course Creator Podcast. Jess here, and today I am sitting down with my friend Sophia Parra, and we are talking all about sales and marketing and authentic human connection. This was such a fun conversation. I actually met Sophia on Instagram, so it was a really fortuitous conversation from the way that we met. And we had such a great chat about what it really takes to grow on social media, what it takes to build connection with your followers, to actually get engagement without worrying about the algorithm. And we had such a great conversation about that. So before I spill all of the beans in this intro, I'm going to let Jess and Sophia take it away. But I hope that you enjoy this chat. And so here we go. Hey, Sophia, thank you so much for joining me today. I am so excited to chat with you.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. I'm so glad that this worked out too, because I know we're like making it work with our schedules and stuff. So this is such a fab way to like have a middle coffee break with you.
Yes, I love that. So I am so intrigued by what you're doing online and your amazing podcast as well. So tell my audience a little bit more about you, how you serve your audience and all the things.
Oh gosh. Okay. So my name's Sophia Parra. I'm a social media strategist. I help online coaches get clients on social media. I'm actually just starting a podcast pretty soon called Marketing Unfiltered. And the reason I called it Marketing Unfiltered is because I really like having conversations where we keep shit real about marketing online. I think there's a lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of only sharing the highlight reel. And while there's a lot of talk about this, like a lot of people are like, yeah, guys, I'm going to keep it real with you. What I tend to find out is we're not really keeping it that real. So In terms of what I like to do is that's really what I want to do. Like, I really want to share when I bomb. I really want to share when I thought I went all in on something because I thought it was the answer and it sucked. And I like, by the way, can I swear on this podcast?
Yeah, you're fine.
I should really have asked that. I swear a lot too. And yeah, and that's really what I'm passionate about. I just hate seeing the collective burnout on social media. I hate seeing people feel like everything works out one way and it doesn't. And then they think that it means something about them. So that's really what I'm passionate about.
I love that so much. And I completely agree. One of my biggest like messages is testing things. Like There is no one right way to do something. The online world is not like a plug and play Lego instruction manual, like some of the gurus will tell you. And there is more than one way to be successful online. And I think that really opening our possibilities. And if something isn't working, it's not you, it's the system. It's you buying into this idea that there's one thing. Find something else, try another way.
Yeah, totally. And I've seen this really hurt people a lot too. You know what? I mean, to be honest, it's even hurt me. Like, there was a really long time when I felt, because something wasn't, and I used to have an agency. So now I help people through my membership called What the Heck to Post, which I'm so proud of that name, I'm not gonna lie. But I used to do marketing like done for you, more like a done for you style. And I had an agency and I would get so in my head because one thing wouldn't work for a client even like, and I would think, oh my God, that's it. Like, I am the worst at this because I can't figure this out. Even though it's worked for me before, it didn't work for this person. Like, clearly I got it all wrong and I'm horrible and this and that. And what I realized is like, what people are not giving themselves the opportunity to do is test, refine, and find your own way of doing something. I think this is what we were talking about earlier, but this is the danger of gurus online, right? There's a lot of content saying, here's how to do this in three steps. Step one, step two, step three. And they share like a 15 second reel when actually that is showing such a surface level concept or how to around how to do something that actually took me like years to figure out. And it's not that you can't do that thing. It's just that you have to experiment, refine, maybe clarify your message. Like there's a lot of steps that go into it. And because that those three steps don't work for you right away, you think there's something wrong with you. So for me, it's like, you have to take a step back. You have to know how to create a strategy that works for you. And how I think about this is truly like anyone listening, if you're like, okay, this is the result I want on social media. And for most of us, we're on social media, really not to get a ton of followers, not to get a ton of engagement. We want clients. Like why that? I'm pretty sure most of us, there are some people that just find it fun, but most of us are on social media because it's like, our end goal is to get clients. If I'm not getting clients off of social media, I probably will not be on social media, right? Which is where this 100%. Resentment comes in, right? This is why people fall off. They get inconsistent because they're like, this doesn't work for me, or it doesn't work altogether. So for me, like, I think we have to step back and look at social media a little bit more holistically, right? Social media has to be part of a much bigger pie. And you have to consider where, like, how are these all things working together to get me to my end goal? So for you, ask yourself, first question, where am I best at getting clients, right? Maybe that is for you as a discovery call. Maybe you're like, wow, I have a conversation with someone and I just know like 10 minutes in, like they're totally seeing my vision. We're on the same page and they convert. However, when I'm in the DMs, not so much. I'm getting like a lot of resistance. I feel icky. It just feels weird. So great. You can show up on social media with the intention of driving traffic to discovery calls. Maybe that doesn't look like literally hi, I just met you. You want to get on a discovery call? Maybe we have to then take the next step. Great. How do people get on a discovery call? Do they tend to be on your email list for 3 months, 6 weeks, whatever it is, right? Like look at the data, really try to understand the journey. And now you see, great. Yes. The majority of people showing up on my discovery calls are coming from my email list. Great. Mm-hmm. Now we have some good information here. So now maybe social media's job is getting people on your email list. And then on your email list, we're getting people on your discovery calls. Like, right. We have to kind of reverse engineer from the result we want, follow the path and create strategies around that first action. And that's going to look different for everyone. I actually get the biggest conversion in my DMs. Most people are like, really? Like for me, it's this, for me, it's that. It will be different for everyone. There's nothing wrong with you, but you do have to ask yourself the questions and look at your own data. I hope that made sense.
Oh my God. It made so much sense. And I love that so much too, because I think that the guru thing, or even like we have this perception that I'm going to close sales in the DMs solely on Instagram. Like Instagram is my only mechanism for making that sale. But you have to ask, like, is that how people are actually coming into your business? And by creating, I talk about this too, like creating multiple opportunities for consent and moving people into different places to, and having different calls to action along the way. And it's so funny. Are you currently in England or were you just there last week?
Yeah. So I live in London, but I am currently in North Carolina and I was in Mexico last week. So I'm just all over the place right now.
Literally all over the place. So back in 2018, I was in London and we actually went up to the Harry Potter studio where they filmed it, just north of like 2 hours north.
Yeah.
And I use this analogy a lot because I was actually just scrolling through the photos from it again, but in that, like, it is rooms on rooms to get into the main exhibit. Like you get into a line, which then takes you into a room where you watch a presentation. Then once you consent to the next room, you go through another set of doors where you have someone talking to you. And then you go through another set of doors where you're like waiting for the big set of doors. And like, there's continually doors that are getting your consent to the next step. And getting in the line, eventually you'll get to the big exhibit, but you have to go through different rooms and agree to go into the next room before you'll get to that. And I think we've missed that, right? We think it's going to be like, they're going to walk through the doors immediately into a sale. And there's a process here, and figuring out your process, key.
Yes. Oh my gosh. 100%. I love that, the way you worded that, like these opportunities for consent, like that is so brilliant. And I think how I typically describe it is just like taking like steps, right. And small calls to action, like easy yeses, like looking for those easy yeses. Right. But I love that thought of consent, but I think like, you know, we could even, like, for example, some people might even think, okay, like I get it, but I'm still not understanding how the traffic comes to social media. Right. And again, I still think that there's an opportunity to question around here. Like I would even go further, right? Okay. So like, think about where like people are finding you the first moment that they hear about you. For years, mine was through referrals, right? And so for the longest time, I was like, oh, so I don't even need social media. Like I just get a bunch of referrals. And sometimes that's true. Like sometimes you can go from referral to client. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I think referrals are so important. And even inside my social media membership, I teach my referral system, because I think you can, this is still a part of social media. It's just people aren't putting that together. Because the truth is, yes, like I said, some people can jump from referral to client, but sometimes people do need a little bit more time. Like sometimes people kind of are like, oh, good to know. I'm here. I like, I want to make this investment into social media or whatever it is you're selling, but like, I'm not ready yet. Right. We still want to be in that person's world. Right. So what I asked, someone just had a question, a VIP day with me, and they said like, okay, like I post every day. I don't think they were posting every day, but they were posting consistently enough. And they're like, I post consistently, but like, I'm not getting like clients from social media. Like I get everything from referrals. And what we ended up realizing was that referrals were still following her, right? It's just that they hadn't converted yet. So when they did convert and she was like, where'd you hear from me? They gave a name. So she didn't realize social media was part of the pie, right? And again, that could be for you, that might not, some of you, it's not even part of the pie, and that's where the investigation comes from, right? But ask yourself, okay, I know I have referrals. People are talking about me. People are recommending me. So yay, first of all, give yourself a pat on the back, because that means you're doing awesome work. But now how can we take that data and turn it into a big picture strategy where there's a step one, and maybe the step one is the referral, right? So you do great work. That's actually step one. You make, you provide some structure for people to know to refer you, because not everyone does that. So sometimes people love your work, but they don't even think to refer you because there's no structure for that. So maybe there's some structure to refer you, but also how are we going to incorporate that in our marketing? And for me, like this is where what I did with this client is we put together a social media content strategy where like every, I don't know if it was every Friday or every other Friday, she had one of her clients come in for an Instagram live, and they did a joint conversation about like what they're working on, like what kind of results they're seeing, what would have been her biggest takeaways. And it was purely to provide value. However, it has that same energy of a referral. This person, we're watching her see results. It's a content strategy. So it's what we're posting on social media, but it's based in the data that says people get interested in me when they hear about my success stories from other people, right? So great. This is awesome data. How can we create a strategy around this where we can create a step one here? And maybe on that call, maybe there's some kind of a special offer or a special bonus or a special something because you showed up live to this call. Like maybe there's like little sprinkles of gifts for these calls just to incentivize people to really pause and listen. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is to you, my point is here, when we really analyze the journey from beginning to becoming a client, there's a lot of steps people are taking to get to that place. It's not just, oh, they heard about me and they signed with me, or they heard about me, they joined my email list, and eventually, bam, there is a reason they decided to take whatever their next step was. And we have to think about each of these pieces so that we could create calls to action that are small and easy to say yes. This is how they move along the path versus creating such a massive call to action, like, welcome to my community. Do you want to buy from me today? It's like, some people are like that. Most people are not. So we just have to understand the different kinds of people in our world and mm-hmm. create structure and content to give them those easy yes opportunities to move to the next step.
Yes, I completely agree. And recognize that your unique journey for your clients will look completely different than your friends, than your gurus, yes, than your coaches. God. Like everybody's client pipeline is going to look a little bit different.
Yeah. Oh, so, totally. And there's nothing wrong with you.
Yes.
I feel like that's like the most important thing. There's nothing wrong with you.
Yes.
Oh my God. I have had to learn that lesson so many times.
I totally.
Yeah. And I think that's actually why, like, you know, even thinking back like a few years ago is I'm kind of like changing pace here. I hope that's okay.
Yeah,
but like, no. I'm like, you know, I was just saying before we started this call that I'm kind of going through this period of some burnout, right? Like I'm recovering from it and I've made some massive changes in my life and my business to just like get 8 hours of sleep every night. Like I used to work 21 hours a day. Okay. That was my work schedule. Of course that didn't last long because that is literally impossible, yeah. But it lasted too long still. Like it was, let's say I probably managed that for like 6 months or something. Like it was bananas. And I was already coming off a period where I was probably working 16 hours. And probably before that it was 12. So it was like, it was just getting worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. And the reason, a big reason that this was the case is because I had a lot of like shit going on in my family, right? Like my dad was suffering from cancer. He got better and then he got it back again. I got married, so I had a wedding. That's a whole other story, but just in case people are aware of my story, just for clarity, I know that I had a wedding like 5 years after I actually got married, but the point is I had the wedding and it took a ton of time. And then my husband had a stroke and he lost his short-term memory. I'm pretty sure everyone listening to this can relate to the fact that when that shit happens, I don't give a fuck about what I'm posting on social media. Like, I don't care. I do not care. It seems like the lowest priority ever. Yes. So I understand people's resentment towards the platform. And I also feel like this is where a lot of this, you know, people need to be easier on themselves on like my journey might look different from someone else's because everyone's posting about, oh yeah, do this, do that, post 3 reels a day. And then you're going to get clients, do this. And it never freaking happens. And you're like, there's either I'm not a good coach or service provider, or whatever it is that you do. Either I'm just not good at what I do. There's something wrong with me or this shit ain't working. But either way, that's when the resentment and the burnout happens, right? Mm-hmm. Because we're like, we feel so stuck in understanding what's next. And so again, I want to like say in that time, I did not post. I think I posted 6 times in 1 year. I am a social media strategist. That looks really bad for some people. But here's the difference though. First of all, I knew I had to make a plan. So I asked myself all of these questions because I was like, all right, I'm not going to spend what could be. And it was my last month. I ended up moving in with my dad to take care of him. Again, my husband was like maybe 80% from his stroke. Like his short-term memory had come back. He was doing pretty well. It was COVID. So he wasn't working. He was okay. Mm-hmm. He moved in with my mom. I moved in with my dad because they were divorced and I took care of my dad with my younger sister, Alessandra. And 3 months we were there and he ended up dying. And I knew he wasn't good. We knew this was it, right? And I was like, I'm not posting. I don't give it. Like, I'm not sitting here on social media. I don't care. Yeah. I want to be with my dad. I'm never going to see my dad again. And it was a very emotional time for me. And then this whole time in the back of my head, I was thinking, oh my God, I'm a social media strategist and I haven't posted in forever. Like I look like the worst social media strategist ever. So to my surprise, my business still grew in that time.
Yeah.
And I realized, again, I was in such a haze. I wasn't putting it all together, but I realized the reason was because I had asked myself those questions. Where am I getting clients? Like, what's their path? And because I asked myself those questions, I had created a list of like needle moving tasks, right? Like there's things that if I do these every single day, if I do these consistently, yeah, I might not double my income, right? I might not do any of those things. But if I do those things consistently, because I've asked myself that marketing question, because I have created that path, I know I can still bring in people into my business, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, I did not post content, not because content didn't work for me, but because it wasn't like top priority. Relationships became top priority. I was religious about being in my DM. I created this strategy, which I'm happy to share if you're interested, okay, called the welcome DM strategy, right? Where mm-hmm. it's like every new person that came into my business, that came into my Instagram account, every new person I would welcome them with something like, let's just say, Jess, let's just say you followed me, right? I would say something like, hi, Jess, like, I'm really excited you're here. I actually, on this page, I share strategies for getting clients on social media. And I want to make sure, to be honest, that you're not just following another social media person and wasting your time. I actually want to make sure that you learn something here. So can you let me know which one applies to you? And it would be like, A, I post all the time, but I don't get clients. B, I really struggle with consistency. C, this, D, that. The thing was, with each option, I had some kind of a lead magnet attached to it, right? I had something that I knew would give them immediate answers, would help them build trust with me, and also prove that I value their time. So whatever your answer was, I could say, Jess, I actually have something that's going to help you with this. I'm making this up, but like it maps out like a 10-day strategy, and this is what you can expect from it, whatever it is. Do you want me to send you the link? Pretty sure you just told me you struggle with this thing. So you're like, yeah. And then you get on my email list, right? Now, the reason I did this is because I knew my needle movers were people my warmest list and people that were more likely to buy from me were on my email list. So I discovered that. So I was like, great. So where are they coming from? Turns out they were coming from social media, but they were coming from social media like randomly. I didn't have something in place to bring them there. So instead I was like, okay, I need to fill the space here, right? Yeah. I'm not posting every day. So I'm going to like see a drop in people just like randomly finding me. So I have to create this opportunity, right? So I'm going to put every new follower I get, I'm going to invite them because people are saying yes, because they trust me. We're in a relationship, things like that. So then they're on my email list. And now I had to understand, how am I getting people there, right? Mm-hmm. So that's when I got active with getting on podcasts and doing guest expert calls and just creating visibility opportunities for me to simply do what I do best and talk in front of other people and give very clear calls to action of where they can take the next step with me. And sometimes that was straight to a lead magnet. Sometimes that was to my social media. It depended on like the conversation. But the idea was, now I had three things that I could do every day that could bring people to a place where I've already seen the data say, this is where people tend to convert. So now I have new traffic. I have a very clear welcome strategy that gets people onto my email list. My email list was the one place where I did share content every single week. I'm very good about my email list because I value because of the data again, right? And now that's where people were converting, right? And then I added one more thing because I was just like, all right, I do have a strategy to my email list, but I've noticed again, people tend to convert when they have a conversation with me. So I need to make sure if there's one thing I'm doing every day, it's creating a conversation. It's not actually about posting content and building trust. It's about having conversation to build trust. So I added one more step. When I get new email subscribers, I send them a personal email. I actually don't have a welcome series. Instead, if you were to join me, Jess, I would say, hi. Like, by the way, I love welcome series. I have nothing against welcome series. It's just that I was noticing for me, the type of work I was doing, like people felt like they needed to have a conversation, probably because there's a lot of noise in the social media world. There's a lot of like, this is the way things work. And then it's ends up not being how things work. Yeah. And so I feel like I was just following the data and I was noticing people weren't converting as often with the offer that I was sharing at the time, unless they had a conversation with me. So I sent a personal email and I would say something like, hey, Jess, like, I'm really excited you're here. Obviously if they came through the welcome DM, I would acknowledge that. I wouldn't make it look like I forgot that. But if they didn't, I would say something like, Jess, I'm so happy that you're here. I don't want you to waste your time here. I want you to absolutely learn something from me. So if you had one social media question you would absolutely want the answer to, what would that be? Right. Mm-hmm. And they would respond. And usually what I would do is I'd either answer that question for them so they had some immediate trust for me and one-on-one attention, or I would share some kind of resource that I had pre-created. Right. Now, what ended up happening from there is I kept track of the people I had conversations with, right? If they had not converted, I kept track with them of them. And I made sure to develop a relationship. So every Friday, I have this list of people that I'm in communication with, and I would just be in touch with them on social media. I would like a post. I would laugh at their dog. I would just be active with them. I was not posting content. I was showing up for a relationship. And I'm telling you, with no content at all that year, I think we doubled our membership that year. I think that was like our biggest growth. I mean, the membership was very, very new at the time, but like that was like our biggest growth yet. Right.
Yeah.
And the only difference I did was made sure that I made relationship king, not content.
I love this so much because I think that this is so opposite of what so many people are doing right now. And there's two key pieces. One, I love that you found the actual income producing activity in your business. I think that people get really confused when like work smarter, not harder, but what are those things? I talk about those being like bulldozer activities rather than like sand shovel activities. And you can post social media with a little kid shovel until the cow comes home. But like, what are the things that are going to dig more sand with less effort? And that's exactly what you found. And you double down on those things. And especially like, though, honestly, I feel like most of us with a little bit of intention have the time and energy to have those unscalable conversations and to really like, rather than focusing on treating your business like you have 100,000 followers, look at like, how can I serve my audience? Like I have an audience of one. And yes. How can I create an authentic connection with that one? Even if you get 10 subscribers a day, that's only 10 emails. That's only 10 conversations a day.
Yes.
Oh my God. And that's not that many.
Yeah. No, that is so true. And it's so funny. Like there will be a point, I'm sure, where I'm going to be like, okay, like I'm going to maybe delegate this part. Or like I'm going to figure that part out. At the moment, it's so serving me to be the one doing this. So I'm not even considering it because like you said, it doesn't actually take that much time.
Yeah.
Like I think we talk ourselves out of these things sometimes because to be honest, a lot of messaging on social media, going back to the problem, yeah. Right?
There's a lot of people with this like laptop lifestyle where they're like working off of the beach and they're like, look at me, like I made 10 sales today and I'm home my second martini or whatever the heck mm-hmm. they say. And I'm like, that's so great for you. And I'm not saying you're a liar, but also like most of us get very confused by that messaging because it takes a while to get to that point. And also you can still have tremendous freedom in your life and still have 10 conversations a day, right? Like it's actually not going to take as much time as you think it is. And you're probably going to convert way faster than if you put all your energy in just hustling and creating content and just praying the algorithm is going to push it to people. Now, don't get me wrong. There are ways to create great content and make sure it's getting seen by people. However, there's a lot of data that suggests that conversion rate will still be lower. Because the reason people are buying is because they develop trust in you, right? And yes, we could say, oh, but I post all this great content, so they're going to see that I know what I'm talking about, so they're going to trust me. But that's not the kind of trust I'm talking about. There are a lot of people like that. If that's what trust was, they trust a lot of people because there's a lot of people they are following every day. They're bookmarking their posts. Mm-hmm. They're coming back to them. That is not necessarily trust, right? That might be an awareness. They might like their content. I don't know what, I couldn't tell you, but when there is a relationship, right? When there is someone who has given them one-on-one attention, even if it's just to say, oh my God, we both have a schnauzer, right? Like, even if it's just simple like that, we now have a connection and we have a relationship. And that is so freaking rare on social media. I cannot tell you the number of people who have said, oh my God, I'm so surprised that you sent me a message because they're so unfamiliar with receiving like one-on-one communication, which is just kind of sad when you think about it, but it's one of the reasons why I think so much about relationship and where is the relationship? This is where I'm always asking my clients to consider, like, where are we building the relationship? If that's not part of this strategy, especially at this stage in your business, again, when you're further down the road, and it does not mean I don't have evergreen strategies. It doesn't mean I don't have all those other things in the background. Those are all fantastic mm-hmm. and they serve their job too. But there is something to be said about having even an hour a week and making sure that you are touching base with your community. This is what creates loyalists and not followers. And there's a very big difference.
Yes, completely agree. And this is such a great conversation because I think that you're right. Like the laptop lifestyle or like the one to many, like, and I'm all about the one to many, like don't get me wrong either.
Yeah.
But like, there is something that's so dismissive about like, I just sit here and money comes into me. And sure, maybe at some point in your business, like that makes sense. But if you're having 10 conversations a day, that's 300 conversations a month. And even if you only have like a 1% conversion rate, that's 3 clients a month coming to you. If you're willing to have 10 conversations a day, like who, and you know what? Stop scrolling for a minute. Watch 3 less reels and you can have 10 conversations. Like,
oh my God. Yes. Yeah. And I actually created a post not so recently, a while ago, but my minimum is 1 conversation a day, just to make it easy for me, just to be like, okay, I'm going to show I can do 1 conversation. Like I will not end the day without helping 1 new person a day. Like that's basically my thing, right? Because that is what keeps me showing up. Usually if I do 1 person, I'm like, I could do 2 more. And then I'm like, I could do a few more than that. And then it ends up being like something like 10, right? But the numbers on that, that's 365 a year, right? Let's just say, again, like just those percentages, I don't have the numbers right in front of me and I suck at math. But like, especially math in public. But that can have such great conversion rate. And it can actually be so much easier than creating a post. And it's like, people would rather, I kind of have a theory around this and I haven't tested this or anything like that, but I do often find that if you are burying yourself in posting work and like making sure that like you will not like end a week without posting every single day, but you haven't followed up on a sales conversation, you haven't like reached out to someone new, you haven't pitched yourself to a podcast, but you haven't done all these other things that really kind of get you in front of a new audience or make a sale. I think there's some imposter syndrome going on there. Like it feels really safe to fill your day with all of this busy work, right? That's kind of keeping you stuck in your to-do list, making you feel tired by the end of the day. So you feel like you did really good work that day, but actually you are really fearing, right? That maybe you don't know as much as you think you do, or that you can't, that maybe someone's going to challenge you or question you and you're not going to be able to respond or something scary like that. And that's keeping you stuck in this place of feeling like you're doing a lot of work, feeling like you're moving forward, but you're actually fooling yourself and keeping yourself stuck. And I feel like for me, that was what I was going through for a while. Mm-hmm. Pre-stroke, pre all the things that we went to, I was very consistent but I was not moving forward. And I thought it was simply a question of, oh, I'm new to business. It's just because I'm new and people are going to catch up. People just need a couple years to follow me. Turns out it wasn't that at all. It was that I really wasn't putting myself out there in any way. I wasn't sharing my polarizing belief. Like maybe there is something I believe, and there's tons of things I believe in marketing that no one else does. And I used to be like, oh my God, like I can't say that to people because I'm going to look like I don't know what I'm talking about. But really, when I started owning my different perspectives and when I started not being afraid to disagree with someone on a podcast, like we could have come on this conversation and been on totally opposite sides of the table. And guess what? Fantastic. Because some people will feel aligned with you. Some people feel aligned with me. I will create, like I will attract people and you will attract people. And that's great. That's the whole freaking point of marketing, of messaging, right? So it's like, we do have to really question, are we really like, if we have a goal and we're working every day towards the goal, are we really doing the steps that we need to take to get closer to that goal? Or are we burying ourselves in busy work and actually just staying in the exact same place? And that can be a really hard question to ask ourselves.
It can, for sure. And I think I call that productive procrastination. It's the procrastinating that feels productive, but it's ultimately keeping us from doing the things that we're afraid to do, right? Yeah. And it's the thing that it's like, well, why isn't it working? It's like, because you're running on a treadmill trying to get down the road. Like you need to stop working so hard doing the wrong thing. And again, like, I think that there's a time and place for content strategy. I think that it is a very individualized thing, mm-hmm. but finding the things that work for you, going back to the clients that you have, how did they come into your pipeline? Like, what was the journey that they went through?
Yeah. No, 100%. I think it always starts there, right? And I think people, you know, I was actually speaking to someone the other day and she was saying, you know, she was trying on this brand new strategy and it was, I can't even remember what she was doing, to be honest. It's kind of vague. This was pre-Mexico. Since then I've had a lot of margaritas.
We don't blame. Like,
but she was like talking about how, you know, she didn't want to do business this other way anymore. Mm-hmm. Which is fine. People change. I've done that for sure. And she was trying this new strategy and it wasn't working the way she thought it was. And so I was just like, okay, so what if we like stuck with this business, this new way that you want to go, but we revisited how people converted in the old way and just created a different strategy that aligned with this new business. Like, mm-hmm. we don't need to reinvent the wheel just because you're changing something, right? We don't need to reinvent the wheel just because something changed on Instagram. Like, look at your own client journey. People are giving you data. There is evidence here that this one way worked. There is evidence here that in this atmosphere, you communicate what you know very clearly and very well. We need more of those opportunities and apply it to whatever you're doing, right? For me, speaking, like chatting about these conversations is always a very important part of my business. This is going to change, especially after talking to you on our podcast episode, by the way, or on Marketing Unfiltered. But mm-hmm. like, I have not spent a dollar in ads on my business, right? And I used to find that to be like a very proud thing. Like, oh, look at me, like, you know, and yeah. like, and now what I'm realizing is, A, I was probably terrified, right? But also, I think that I feel very confident now hiring an ads manager and putting ads out about my business because I have really looked at this client journey. I have seen that I'm really good at speaking about the concept of marketing and helping people one-on-one. And I have created a webinar and a very like personalized like experience for people where people can actually learn something. And it's recorded and I have an opportunity for them to ask me a question as well if they want to, so that I have that relationship part. But I've done the organic work to understand where I can communicate best about my business. And now I'm going to put money behind that because I have the data that says it works. So I feel like it's interesting, you know, again, if you can go back to your own customer journey, how people come, and then look at what has worked for you and then go all in on that, right? If that's money, if that's additional resources, if that's like, you know, just, I used to pitch to 3 podcasts a week. Now I'm going to pitch to 10 because I know that's where I'm good at, right? When you can go back to that and then go all in on that thing that has the data that says, this is where you're really good at this. This is where people really get it. Like, you should feel really good about finding your own journey, about creating your own strategy, and then feel pretty confident about going all in on it. Now, things do change. There will be adjustments made, but when you come back, all right, whenever that happens, come back to, all right, are my clients coming in from a different way? Are like, what is working here? What does the data say? And you can shift and adjust, but it's always about that client journey. It's always about where people are saying yes and all the little yeses along the way to the big yes. And yes, that might shift, but the way you create your strategy, in my opinion, will always be about that. Like following the steps, creating strategies around each of those steps, and make sure that those are the movie needle things that you are doing consistently. It's not about posting every single day necessarily. Consistency, especially consistent content, like all my colleagues preach, right? It's not necessarily about posting every single day. It is about showing up every single day, but how you show up and how someone else shows up might be different. And it depends on that client journey.
I love your point about amplifying something that is proven to work organically. I think that that is one of the most underrated strategies out there. And people are teaching to like throw money at the problem way too early. And if you don't have a system that converts, that's a really fast way to waste money. And I don't remember if I used this analogy on your show, but the analogy I use for that is that ads are gasoline. And if you pour gasoline on dirt, it's not going to spontaneously combust and turn into fire.
But soggy dirt.
Exactly. It's soggy dirt. You have mud now, expensive mud. You're welcome. But if you have a flame and you pour gasoline on it, it'll get even bigger.
Yeah.
So focus on building your fire. Focus on getting that flame burning. Then you can add gasoline to it and it will just amplify that. It will make that bigger. But you can't put ads on something that isn't already converting organically.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so, so true. And I think I honestly, I don't know why that took me. It's taken me so long to actually go want to do ads, but I'm like, now I'm really excited about it, but it literally took me so long. And I think it's because actually I was buying into a lot of the horror stories I had heard online, which I'm sure they're all real. Like, I'm not saying that they lied or anything like that. It's just that coming back to where we, how we started this conversation about like looking at it, making sure this is about you and your own journey and your own data and not buying into everyone else's stories. Yeah. Right. And that really freaked me out because I was like, oh my God, this is all again, smoke and mirrors. Like, this is the marketing world, right? Just like telling me this is the way to do it and then be totally lying because here's my proof. Right. Mm-hmm. Instead of, all right, like I'm feeling a desire, an inkling, like a want to invest in ads. Let's go back to myself. I know that my experience is not necessarily going to be their experience. Like, what is my data saying? What is my strategy? What have I shown myself in the last few years that really works, and create my own journey here, right? And I think that I feel like we've definitely communicated that that is important to not like buy into everyone else's stuff. But I just think it's so easy to think that, but then not make actions that align with that. It is so easy to buy into stuff online. This is where boundaries around your marketing is also really important.
Yes. And anytime that I hear a story, like I lost $5,000 in 3 days on Facebook ads, I realize like you did something wrong. That is maybe not Facebook ads' problem. Like, I understand how Facebook ads work. And like, you have to tell them that you're willing to spend $5,000 in 3 days for them to take that money. So like, being a good steward of your money and like paying attention to what you're doing is a big piece of that. And I think there's a lot of people who are quick to blame a system rather than taking personal responsibility for their own choices. And I think that Facebook ads are an amazing tool, but they're one that's best used with a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of like personal responsibility.
Yes. Okay. That's really good. I mean, first of all, I 100% agree with that. And also good for me to know, because like I said, I'm totally new. Like I literally have done only organic for my entire business. I think I did boost a couple of posts because I didn't know what I was doing. And I was like, I'm creating an ad. Turns out that's not creating an ad.
That is definitely just handing Mark Zuckerberg some cash.
Yeah. Yeah. So out of transparency, I have boosted posts before, I guess. But yeah. And I think there's also something to mention here about like the importance of messaging too, right? Because I think that, like, back to burning yourself out on social media, like, messaging is also a very important thing about like mobilize, like how you're going to mobilize your audience to take action. It's like how clear is your message here? Right. And I think this is back to the burnout piece of how people hide themselves in content creation. To be honest, you really shouldn't be spending more than 30 minutes on a post. Like for real, people are overdoing this. Okay. And if it's not already, like for me, something, a big mistake I see coaches make is they think content is so important that they're like spending a couple hours on a post. One of my clients told me, or one of my members inside of What the Heck Post told me, she spent a whole day editing a reel. And I was like, oh my God, oh no, you just hurt my soul so bad. Like, I can't even, like, this is really making me sad. And we fixed this problem for her. So she's all good now. But for me, set a timer. 30 minutes ends, whatever you have created goes up. And here is why. Your messaging, if you scrolled back 6 months ago to whatever you posted 6 months ago, I'm going to bet you would open up a post and you're going to want to edit it. Maybe like the overall message is there. Maybe you are going to be repurposing that, but it's like the way you've described it is different. You want to refine a couple things. Like, you're going to want to make an edit. This is because for all of us, our messaging is pretty much changing every 6 months. Again, not necessarily like 100%, but we are absolutely growing and evolving. And the way we communicate about what we talk about has changed. The way our clients' results have changed. Like, things are shifting so quickly that in 6 months' time, that message is out of date. It's going to need an edit. So your content simply does not have the shelf life for you to spend more than 30 minutes on a post. You have got to set a timer and then be productive and focus in that 30 minutes, right? Don't like make a coffee during that 30 minutes and scroll a little bit and get inspired. Like, no, sit down. This is your content creation time. The clock is on. When it hits 30 minutes, whatever you have got is what goes up. Okay. And this is also going to train you to get faster. It's going to train your brain to work a little bit better, Your brain, I'm sure, is working fine. What I mean is faster in the content creation phase, right? Mm-hmm. This is one of the biggest mistakes I see people make because there really isn't any reason for you to get burnt out on social media. Like if you are getting burnt out on social media, you're either not feeling super confident about your message, which fair enough, like that happens. Set up some like message mining interviews, like talk to people a little bit more, really understand what they want and need. And then you're going to get confident because you're going to hear from them. This is what I needed. For me, that's a sign you're not talking to your people enough. If you're unclear about what they want and you're like, should I post this? Should I not post this? This is a messaging thing. I'm not talking to my people enough. And so that's the next step. But it could also be you're just overthinking it because you're being a little bit of a perfectionist. We are not even noticing the details you are looking at. So you need to be very hard on yourself here. 30 minutes. When it hits go time, it is time to freaking post because you are diminishing your ROI every single minute longer. And that is not good for you. And that is not good for business.
I totally agree. And to the point of like, we're not looking at the things you're looking at 100%. And it's always like the off the cuff inspired posts that people feel most connected to.
Totally.
Because that's the, I mean, to take this to the next level, like I believe that content is a mechanism of energy exchange. And so like whatever your energy is when you're creating that content is what that person's receiving, mm-hmm. which we can look at like a text message as an example. Like yes. If someone sends you K, that K could be like K, or that K could be like K. And you know the energy behind that, yeah. right? You feel yeah. the vibe of that K.
Yes.
It doesn't matter that the message is literally the letter K.
Yes.
It's the energetic exchange beyond that. And the same thing is true with your content.
Yes.
If you're coming from your content, like, I don't know what I'm going to say. They're going to judge me. I'm just putting this out there because she said I had to. They're going to receive that. But yes. if you're like fired up, like this is what's on my heart to create. This is the message I'm putting into the world. People are going to receive that energy because it's just a mechanism for that energetic exchange.
Oh my gosh. That is so accurate. And this is actually something that I say to people when they're like selling in the DMs or having conversations mm-hmm. in the DMs too. Like one of the reasons people tend to feel icky in the DMs is because they're coming at it from like, oh, someone told me I should be selling in the DMs, or, oh, I just like, I'm feeling not 100% confident in what I'm sharing. Like mm-hmm. It's usually like a confidence or a, like, I don't really want to be here, or this isn't the most aligned way for me to sell issue. Right. And so for me, like even the welcome DM strategy that I shared earlier, like, one way sometimes, like if people say, oh, I struggle with being consistent, like part of my membership is like, I share like content prompts every single week, like detail. I'm not talking about like, just like share what for your favorite color is. Like, I'm talking about like strategic content prompts that you can do every day. Right.
Yeah.
So part of that, like if people say I struggle with consistency, I can have a conversation about that. And if I'm like, damn, I know I just met this person, but this person is like so perfect for what the heck to post. Like, I'm so excited about telling her about the solution. When I come to it because I'm like so jazzed about what I've got for her, the conversation never feels icky. It also doesn't feel like there's any pressure for her to say yes. It's like, because I'm coming into from a totally different space. And I'm just like, oh my God, you know what? I will sometimes even say what I'm thinking. I'll be like, God, you know what, Jess? Like, I don't typically do this, but you're literally saying every single reason that I built this thing. And I'm so excited to share this with you, but you should know there's no pressure for me. Like, I'm happy just to share content with you for right now while you like get to know me. But I do have a membership that literally was built for people like you struggling with this. Do you want to know more information? And again, if not, no biggie, but I just wanted to make sure that you knew about the solution. When I say that, usually people are like, oh my gosh, are you serious? Like, I'm so excited, right?
Yeah.
And they want to know more, or they're like, wow, I'm so excited to know that there's a solution, but I also know it's not the right time. And I'm just like grateful that you shared it, right? So now again, no ickiness. It's such an easy conversation because I'm coming at it from a place of excitement and like I'm energized about it versus, oh my God, someone told me to sell in the DM. I hate talking to people or whatever my reason is. Energy is so important when it comes to this. So if we're showing up feeling resentful and burnt out and like, and we're just doing this thing because everyone told us to do it, like we feel that, you know, like social media is an extension of you. It's not actually a content creation app. Like it's a relationship building app. And that is about energy exchange. And people feel that in all of the facets, the content, the communication, all of it.
Yeah, I totally agree. So this has been an amazing conversation. I feel like we could talk. I mean, didn't we talk for like an hour and a half on your show?
No, we could really like just like put us in a room with some like coffee and we might never stop.
It's so true. Oh my goodness. So I love what we've been talking about. Tell everybody where they can find the Marketing Unfiltered podcast. Tell them a little bit more about what the heck to post and how they can learn more about that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. These are all my favorite topics. Yes. So Marketing Unfiltered is about to be launched. If all goes to plan and I don't have any tech issues, which let's be real is very unlikely, but it's currently set to launch on August 16th. So that's about like 2 weeks-ish from now. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited about it. Like Jess is going to be on. Her episode like was mind blowing. I'm so excited for people to hear it. So that will be wherever you listen to podcasts. And then what the heck to post, my baby, my love, I consider this like the answer to whatever social media headache you're running up against. Like, if you don't know what the heck to post, great. I've got like a shit ton of templates and a weekly strategic prompts for you. If you feel like you need to learn a new strategy on insert result you want, I have like maybe 25 hour long trainings in there and a new one every single month. If you feel like you want one-on-one coaching, guess what? You also get group coaching every month and it's only $63.99 a month for all of it. So it's amazing and I love it. But honestly, if the question you're asking is, I want to understand how to get clients on social media, I've actually shared with Jess, and I think it'll be in the show notes or wherever, a free training where I'm going to walk you through four phases for getting clients on social media. I really... with everything we do, I really want you to walk away, whether you join us in my community or not. I really want you to walk away being like, damn, I learned something from that. So I promise it's juicy and you can find it at getcoachsocial.com/clients-on-social. Or you can just follow me on Instagram because I hang out there all the time and I've got lots of cute dogs and I share lots of tips there too.
And what's your Instagram?
Oh, Sophia Parra, just my name.
Perfect. Oh my gosh. I love you. I love this conversation. I am so excited to listen to your podcast and I cannot wait to keep following you and keep hearing what you're doing, because I think that it's so important to spread this message and really empower people to look into their own data to make decisions.
Yes. Oh my God. Thank you so much for having me. And I feel like we just met each other recently and I feel like we have a soul connection. Yes. So I'm just so glad that you're in my world and I can't wait to get to know you and your community better too.
Thank you. Me too. Totally a mutual soul connection there. So I will chat with you soon. Oh my gosh, wasn't that such a great conversation? I am so grateful that Sophia was on the show, and definitely check out the show notes to connect with her and learn all about her program, What the Heck to Post, and really check out all of the amazing content that she has to offer. And let me know too on Instagram if you decide to try out her strategy that we talked about in the episode. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.